host, Aaron Rittmaster. Welcome to the Man Cave, where joining me tonight to record Diz Dad's podcast number 278 for March 22nd, 2015 are, well, a whole lot of people. We've got a huge panel tonight, and we've got such a big group that we've divided them into three teams. And so tonight we have on team one, Kevin Crossman.
Hello, everyone. We're representing Rowdy Roadies Raucous Rogues. Say it 10 times fast.
Rowdy Roadies Raucous Rogues. Sort of, almost. And with Kevin here is Terry Hawkins.
Aloha.
And Brad Coates, not joining us at the moment, but maybe coming along at any time. Now, Team 2, calling itself the Quintessentials, is Ryan Treichler.
Howdy, everybody.
Coy Seipert.
Hello, everyone.
And Jason Mitz.
Hey, everybody.
And finally, Team 3, desperately in need of a name, is David Jewart.
Good evening, everybody.
John Griffiths, joining us live from the Beach Club Resort.
Greetings.
And James Cameron.
Hello, everybody.
Now, tonight, we're beginning a two-part series that we're calling the Diz Dad's Dream Theme Park. I'll explain what we mean by that in just a moment. But before I do, I want to once again thank our podcast sponsor, Fairytale Journeys, an authorized Disney travel planner. Now, you may not be able to plan a trip to the dream theme park we're designing now, but if you're planning a family vacation to a theme park like Walt Disney World, Disneyland, one of the Universal Parks, Disney Cruise Line, any of those destinations, a Fairytale Journeys travel agent would love to help take the stress and headaches of planning off of your shoulders and let you focus on the fun. You can check them out at fairytalejourneys.com. Okay, so what do we mean when we say that we're calling this podcast the Diz Dad's Dream Theme Park podcast? Okay, so what do we mean by a dream theme park? Well, you know, before I even explained what I meant by that name and I was looking for volunteers to record a podcast on the dream theme park, I had so many volunteers that I decided I didn't want to choose. And so instead, we took all the people who volunteered, divided them into teams. And so each team is going to be drafting a theme park of their own design. That theme park will be comprised of attractions, shows, restaurants, and hotels found in Disney-owned theme parks. Now, that means that we're including the United States theme parks and Disneyland Paris, but excluding the Asian parks because they're owned by Oriental Land Company.
Boo.
Now, I did distribute some rather detailed rules to each of the teams to prepare for this draft. We're not going to go into all those details now, but we'll deal with any questions as they come up. The important thing, though, is that we're going to be conducting an 18-round draft. And as a result, we're going to do the first half of that draft on this show, and we're going to finish up on a live show on Sunday, March 29th. For this half or this portion, we'll be getting roughly half the draft done. Overall, each team within those 18 rounds is going to need to draft 2 dark rides, 2 thrill rides, 2 what we're calling children's attractions, 2 shows, 1 quick service restaurant, 1 table service restaurant, 1 snack carter stand, 1 nighttime entertainment activity or show, a park icon, 2 wild cards that can be anything, and then 3 hotels, 1 each of the deluxe, moderate, and value varieties. And like I said, tonight we'll complete at least the first 9 rounds, and I'm hoping we get a little farther than that, depending on time. And then we'll wrap up the drafting, and the teams will present their theme parks for your judging on a live Diz Dads podcast on March 29th, 2015. So, get things underway. We've got our 3 teams, and through the magic of random number generation, the first pick in the Diz Dads Dream Theme Park Draft goes to Team 3. So, David, John, and James, you get to lead us off. What's the first attraction off the board in the Diz Dad's Dream Theme Park Draft?
So we're on the clock, is what you're telling me?
You're on the clock.
All right. With the first overall pick, Team 3, now specified Team Bacon.
Team Bacon. That works.
Yeah. We'll take Space Mountain.
All right. So first off the board is Space Mountain.
Which version of Space Mountain?
That's right. That's important. You've got to choose a version of Space Mountain.
James? John?
I only know the Disney World version.
Let's go with it. We're good.
All right. So,
and we're taking it as a thrill ride.
Okay. So Team 3 has taken their first thrill ride, Space Mountain from Walt Disney World. Now, by the terms of our agreed-upon rules, that does take all Space Mountain attractions off of the board. But the only one that's being used by Team Bacon is the Walt Disney World Space Mountain. So that's our first pick, and for its first pick, we now turn to Team 1, the 4Rs.
All right, so I think we are going to take our number one pick. We need to have a great resort for our theme park, and you know, there's only so many great deluxe resorts, so we are going to take the Polynesian Village as our number one pick.
All right.
For our deluxe hotel.
The newly renovated Polynesian Village Resort goes to Team R. Next up, the Quintessentials with their first pick.
So we're talking about it. It's getting complicated already.
We're discussing.
Wait a minute. Okay.
We're going to go with Splash Mountain.
Okay, and which version?
Let's go Disney World.
The All wet right. one.
And how are you categorizing it?
Oh, we have to tell how we're categorizing it?
You can change your mind, but you do need to make a decision for now.
It's our park icon.
Interesting.
Yep.
Okay. I want to hear an argument here. How are you, explain to us how that's your park icon.
It's one of the tallest icons actually inside of the park, and so it'll be a very visual weenie, kind of like the Matterhorn at Disneyland, but it has an attraction in it that's actually multi-purpose that functions as both a dark ride and a theme ride. So in one pick, it potentially gives us the ability to have multiple attractions. So we have the ability to use it for a lot of different things. It's very versatile.
All right. So you went for the flexibility in the first round. I can take that as a, you know, that works. I mean, you have to do some landscaping there and things, but we'll accept that could be done. So that concludes our first round. We move on to round two. And in round two, Team R drafts first.
We're going to go with Pirates of the Caribbean, the Disneyland version.
Okay, and what slot is that going to fill for you?
That'll be a dark ride.
Okay.
Arr.
All right, so we have a dark ride, the Polynesian, and Pirates in the R camp. Next up is the Quintessentials with their second pick.
Okay, looks like we're going to go with Radiator Springs Racers.
Okay, and which category is that going to fill?
It's going to be a thrill ride. Is that right?
Yep.
I'm just talking now. Okay, good.
Okay. And obviously, Disneyland's the only version in existence, so you get the Radiator Springs Racers from Disneyland. And we'll move on to Team Bacon's choice.
Second round, we are going to take Spaceship Earth, the Epcot version. we're going with a little bit of flexibility, but right now we're going to put it under our weenie.
Okay. I'm not repeating that. But Spaceship Earth is in the Team Bacon column. All right, so the Quintessentials are back on the board.
Okay, here we are. Okay, looks like we're going to do the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
All right, and which slot's that filling for now?
Does it count as a dark ride?
Well, let's hear your argument for it as a dark ride.
Well, if you ride it after 8 p.m., it's a dark ride.
Hell yeah!
It has animatronics on it. It's got the whole inside portion. So it's about probably 60-40 dark theme or dark slash thrill. I don't think there's a very high height restriction on it, if there's one at all.
Yeah, there is one, but it's not too bad.
So you do have the dark ride components with all the dwarves inside. You have the animatronics. It was designed to be sit somewhere in between kind of a thrill ride like Thunder Mountain and the old dark ride. So it's kind of a new dark ride.
Right. And you load and unload in the dark.
That's true. No, we'll take that. I think that it is at least half, storytelling attraction, and you do slow down for that portion. So we'll count that as a dark ride. So that leads off our third round with the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. And so the next draft pick will come from Team Bacon.
All right. Third round, we are going to take Haunted Mansion from WDW as a dark ride.
Okay. Now, this will it's the next sort of time that this has come up, so we'll go ahead and mention it. Walt Disney World Haunted Mansion, that does mean that the Disneyland Haunted Mansion is off the table. And we may have to have some discussion about this, but I believe that also takes the Paris Phantom Manor off the board.
I would concur.
Anybody want to argue with it?
Nope.
No, I mean, it's the same ride.
All right. All right, so Haunted Mansion is off the board, and Phantom Manor is off the board, and we move on.
And Haunted Mansion Holiday is off the board?
Yes, the Holiday Overlay is off the board as well, and not available to the folks who drafted the Walt Disney World version, because it doesn't exist in Walt Disney World.
So,
oh, and I presume Haunted Mansion was intended to be a dark ride?
Yes.
Okay. And Team Bacon, you're actually up again.
We up Wait. Again? No. Hey,
no. Team One's up.
Did I do
Team
that?
One. The Urs got a pick.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I'm sorry. The Urs did not get their chance to have a first pick.
All right. So we're going to take in our next round the Indiana Jones ride from Disneyland as a dark ride, if it pleases the court.
I think it qualifies.
All right. Might be sensing a theme for us.
It's getting there.
Yep.
All right. So R has taken Indiana Jones to round out the third round. And so we begin the fourth round now back with Team Bacon.
It's Bacon.
James, Bacon's up. Yeah, I'm back. Yeah,
there
I'm
he back. Is.
with our next pick, we are going to go with Disney's Hollywood Studios Star Tours.
Okay. And as what category are you putting that in?
We are going to put that as a thrill ride.
Thrill ride. All right. Star Tours from Walt Disney World. Any particular reason you chose the Disney World version versus Disneyland or Paris?
Because I've ridden it. I don't know, James. Did we?
Fair
we
enough.
Didn't really talk about it. So.
I know for sure that's the 2.0 version with the randomization. I didn't know if the other versions had that.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the fact that there was a huge AT-AT walker out front.
Well, that is certainly something to
speak another plus.
For. Yeah. Yes. All right, so we've got Star Tours leading off the fourth round.
What was that as? A dark or a...
They chose it as a thrill ride.
Trying to keep my spreadsheet updated.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, spreadsheets. I use paper.
All right, so they called that one a thrill ride, and we move on now to R for their pick.
Rowdy Roadies Raucous Rogues pick Aloha Isle. And we win the game.
And of course, unless we pick Sunshine Season, which is where Aloha Isle is moving to, and then we get it.
Yeah, how does that work?
Well, now we said in the rules that it was.
It's today. Yeah, it
was,
I know.
As of what was open today, so Aloha Isle is the snack. I assume.
Yes.
For RRRR.
Yeah, until they set a table up there for us and some chairs, it'll have to be a snack.
It's a quote snack, unquote.
Right. Well, and, you know, we can talk afterwards. The advantage of being able to draft Aloha Isle into your own theme park is that you get to make the rules about, what's allowed into your park.
It's a two-table service dining credit.
With Adam's special sauce on the Dole Whip, I can understand that.
Because we're making money.
Yeah, we're not building a Magic Kingdom park, so there will be certain ingredients that we could add to the Dole Whip.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. So next up is the quintessentials.
Okay, it looks like for our next pick, we are going with Toy Story Midway Mania.
All right. And what category are you filling with Toy Story?
We're going to do a children's attraction.
Okay. And which version of Toy Story Midway Mania?
We don't know. I would say Hollywood Studios. Yeah.
All right.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's an attraction where it does make a bit of a difference because the at least the theming leading into the attraction is quite different between Disney World and Disneyland, so... All right, so we have the Walt Disney World version of Toy Story Midway Mania going to the quintessentials, and that concludes the fourth round. And so now beginning the fifth round is the Rogues.
All right, so in this round we're going to take the Kilimanjaro Safaris from Animal Kingdom as a thrill ride.
Interesting.
Our child's. It's thrilling if the lions get loose.
It's a child's thrill ride.
No, let's make that a children's ride. That's correct. Sorry.
Okay. You change your mind. You're going to make it a kids ride?
Kids ride. Children's.
All right. Yeah. No height requirement. So it fills the category. So Kilimanjaro Safari in the kiddie ride category for the Rogues. And we'll move on to... the quintessentials.
I'm unmuted. Here we go.
I tell you what, we're going to select Buzz Lightyear's Spinning Space Rangers.
Okay. Space Rangers spin. Okay. Yeah. And what category are you going to put that in?
We didn't talk about that.
Well, you've got a couple of options there because, yeah. Arguably it could be a dark ride or it would fit the kiddie ride category along with Toy Story.
Let's just categorize it as the children's ride.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're choosing, because you said Space Ranger Spin, you're choosing the Disney World version the Astro Blasters Disneyland version?
No, the Orlando version.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Interesting choice. So they went with the tethered version of Buzz Lightyear. And next we go on to Team Bacon to wrap up the fifth round.
All right. Wrapping up the fifth round, we are going to go with Tower of Terror as a dark ride because it's dark.
I don't know about that.
It is pretty dark.
It is dark. Don't know that it meets what we would normally consider a dark ride in that it, tells a story.
There's a whole big section where it tells a story.
Yeah. No, I understand that. That's why I'm potentially being swayed. So, does one of the other teams want to object to Tower of Terror as a dark ride, or are you willing to agree?
Well, which version of Tower of Terror?
Hollywood Studios.
Hmm.
I mean, you do have the section where the elevator moves down the hallway, proceeding through the Twilight Zone, themed area.
I think this is a letter of the law rather than a spirit of the law problem.
See, I'd agree with that being a dark ride, but only because you've excluded Tokyo's version from it.
Okay.
Well, and Tokyo's clearly isn't dark.
Oh, right.
I could always go tomorrow and actually time how much time they use spending the story versus the actual ride.
Yeah. Rub it in.
All right. So, all right. Well, we'll allow it. So, filling your last dark ride slot there is going to be the Tower of Terror from Walt Disney World.
Woohoo! Lawyered. Sorry, I had to.
All right, so we're gonna open the sixth round here with the quintessentials.
And all right, looks like we're gonna do Crush's Coaster.
So I think we have our first Paris attraction, Crush's Coaster, and I presume. Well, you've got a couple options. So where is that gonna fill in?
I think it's gonna be a thrill ride. Yep.
Okay.
Yep, it's a thrill ride.
So we'll put in Crush's Coaster.
Hey.
As a thrill ride from our first Disneyland Paris attraction.
Welcome back, Ryan.
Hey.
Do we get bonus points for picking the first Paris attraction? Extra pick.
Not for me, but perhaps from the listeners when it comes to time to vote.
So what was Team Bacon? Who picked first this round?
Okay, so this round, Quintessentials actually were the first pick this round. We wrapped up the fifth round with Tower of Terror going to Team Bacon as a dark ride.
Interesting.
Had a bit of a discussion about it, but ultimately agreed that it met the criteria.
Yeah, I can see that. So they've got Haunted and Tower of Terror as their darks?
Yes.
Nice.
It looks like all the dark ride slots are filled at this point, which is interesting to me that those filled up first. But so that was Crush's Coaster, again, going to the Quintessentials. And so the next pick should be Team Bacon.
All right. I think we are going to have to make an executive decision and
go resort, David.
Yeah, we're gonna go contemporary.
Okay.
As our deluxe resort.
All right, so we have the second deluxe resort off the board here with the contemporary going to Team Bacon. And need the RRRR to round out the round for us.
We're going to go with the Jungle Cruise as a child attraction. And that's the Disneyland version because we don't like the Trader Sam at DW.
Okay. All right. So the more traditional Disneyland version. The Jungle Cruise goes to RRRR.
You can say it, Aaron. Yeah, I know you can.
Yeah, but then I have to flip to the other page of notes. Okay, so that wraps up our sixth round. And we're going to open the seventh round with going back to Team Bacon.
Okay, we're going to go to start off round seven. We are going to take the monorail.
Oh,
from James, John, which one are we taking? Can we take either? Is the real question.
Well, this is a good question. I think you can take whichever monorail you want.
Oh, if we get a choice, I prefer Disney World's.
Okay. Yes, it's 13 miles long, a lot more monorail to enjoy.
Yeah.
That's true. We're gonna... more track, although you only have one park, but...
it's okay. It wraps around it
okay.
12 times. And we're going to try to sneak this in as a kid's attraction?
I don't think you can do it as an attraction if you choose Disney World. Disneyland, you could.
Right. Disneyland, you could. But Disney World is not actually in the park. So I don't think you can count it as
an attraction. It is at Epcot.
You can call it. You can call it a wild. You can't board it in the park. You can board it outside the park. So you could call it a wild card. But I'm not. You can't make it an attraction.
Okay. What do you think, James? Do we switch up?
I'm good with it being a wild card.
All right. I'm in. Sounds good.
All right.
John, we good?
We're good.
Okay.
All right. So the Walt Disney World monorail, it makes sense. You drafted the contemporary. You kind of have to draft the monorail to go with it. Sort of a classic handcuff situation.
Exactly. It's running back by committee, actually.
So Team Bacon with the monorail. And next up is the Rogues.
All right. Well, any good park needs a good nighttime attraction, and there's not too many to choose from, so we're going to go ahead and spend the draft pick at this point and choose World of Color as our nighttime attraction.
All right. So the World of Color Nighttime Spectacular. Nice choice. Gives you some good flexibility. And now the quintessentials get to round out the round.
Going to go with Fantasmic.
Which version?
Disneyland.
Okay, the Disneyland Fantasmic goes to the quintessentials in the nighttime spectacular category. And that takes us through seven rounds complete. We'll begin round eight with the Rogues.
We'll be going with the Expedition Everest, please, as a thrill ride.
Very thrilling.
Too bad you can't choose a version with the working Yeti.
Hey, now.
Oh, no, we can pick any time. That was clear.
No.
Any era, you could pick a ride that was extinct or not.
In our park, the VIPs from Disney Management are always in present, so it's running on the A mode.
No, we decided to not go with the extinct attractions version. So, anyway.
Nonetheless.
Everest, still a good thrill ride choice. Everest goes to lead off the eighth round there to the Rogues. And so, let's see, the next pick would belong to the quintessentials.
Okay, we're having a discussion here. And I think...
Hang on one second.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to go with the castle, but we're debating which version we want to go with.
Okay. Does this mean that Splash is getting bumped from the weenie slot?
Yep. Splash is going to become our dark.
You don't have any darks available.
Yes, we do. We have Toy Story and Buzz are kids. Seven Dwarfs is a dark. Radiator Springs is a thrill. Crush's Coaster is a thrill. And Fantasmic. We have one.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Splash is gone.
You went faster than me. You went faster than I did. So what do you have as your thrills right now? Radiator Springs and?
Crush.
Ah, okay. I had Crush as a dark.
Yeah.
Okay. So Crush moves to thrill. And Splash moves to dark. Which probably was a shuffle that didn't necessarily have to happen. And which castle?
All of them. just castles.
That would be Shanghai, and it's not available.
No. We're debating whether we want Disney World or Paris, whether we want the castle or whether we want the dragon or we want Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique.
Right. Yeah, just so everybody understands, we had this discussion before we recorded about what's included if they draft the castle, and the decision was made that, you know, the store was included because, you know, we didn't have a separate category for that, but the restaurant, because we do have a separate category for restaurants, they'd have to draft that separately if they wanted it.
You guys do know you're in a man cave, right? This choice should not be very difficult.
We're going to go with Paris with the dragon.
Yep, Paris.
All right, so the Disneyland Paris castle, complete with dragon, goes to the Quintessentials. And we're going to round out round 8 with Team Bacon.
All right, we are going to go with Jedi Training Academy.
And are we doing that as a show or a...
I don't know, guys. Where do you want to put it? Show for now?
Show.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably where it needs to go because it is scheduled entertainment as opposed to continuous.
Okay, I'm with you. I got it. We'll go with Hollywood Studios, if that matters.
It does.
Okay.
The versions are a little bit different between... Disneyland and Hollywood Studios. Interesting choice for the first show to come off the board. And we're going to begin round 9 with the Quintessentials.
Okay, we're shuffling our cards around here, getting ready.
And Quintessentials are in an interesting position on a couple of things here because they are, for example, the only group that don't have a deluxe resort hotel. And really it leaves them the pick of any of the others unless one of the other parks wants to fill in an extra resort in a wild card slot. So anyway, go ahead, Quintessentials. Sorry.
Okay, it looks like we're going to do the Festival of the Lion King.
Okay, Festival of the Lion King show.
As a dark ride. I'm just kidding.
Okay. So Festival of the Lion King goes to the Quintessentials. And next up is Team Bacon.
All right. Unmute. Go for it.
All right, Team Bacon with the next pick is going to fill out our second wild card and go with Mission Space.
All right, so some themes may be starting to emerge. Mission Space filling a wild card slot for Team Bacon, the first group to fill all their wild card slots. And we continue.
And we get green and orange, don't we?
That's right, you do get both sides. All right, so we'll conclude then round 9 with the Rogues.
Team R. Yes. All right, so, we're short of thrill rides, so we are going to add the Grizzly River Run as a thrill ride for now.
Okay.
We'll see if it changes categories later, but...
Sure.
Yep.
That would be an interesting icon.
It used to be a park icon, but not so much anymore.
Yeah, sort of. Second.
All right. So we're now halfway through the draft, and I think this is probably a good place to do just a quick review, quick overview, and let each of the teams, talk very briefly about how they feel like this draft has gone for them so far, and whether they feel like they're building towards a theme, because obviously that's one of the things that they've been told. When this is all wrapped up, they're going to have to be able to pitch their park, as a theme park, as a coherent entity. So since they did have the first pick, I'm going to ask the Team Bacon members to speak up first and let us know kind of what their sense is of the first nine rounds of this draft.
I think it's gone swimmingly thus far. I don't know. James, John, chime in.
I'm not seeing any disappointments now or on the horizon.
Yeah, I agree. We should probably get something for kids at some point.
Yeah, I think we're lacking a bit in the children's bar, but we knew we could wait on those. Yeah. We knew there were a lot of choices, and I feel pretty good about our picks. And I've been pleasantly surprised that we didn't have to fight for a lot of them. And I've been very intrigued by the other teams and what they've been picking so far.
Yeah, kids' ride was pretty deep this year. It's kind of like tight end. Maybe wide receiver. I don't know.
All right. Well, so we'll move on to the Rogues. And you guys, you know, your theme has probably emerged the most strongly of any of the three teams so far. How do you feel about how things are going?
You know, so far pretty good. I mean, we'd lost a show that we might have chosen just now. But otherwise, I think we're in pretty good shape. And, you know, like you said, strong themes are important. And so are kids' attractions. And we chose some good ones.
Okay. All right.
And
Quintessentials.
I thought they might want that show.
some interesting choices there, and interesting in that you're the only ones who've chosen any of the overseas attractions yet.
We had we've talked a lot about it, and we had a pretty strong idea of what our theme is, and it's interesting to watch the different themes shape up because I think all the different teams have their themes, and I think we were concerned that people were going to be bumping into each other, but it looks like the themes are all pretty well defined and they're all pretty different, which is going to, I think, make for the whole rest of the draft pretty interesting.
All right.
Yeah,
I would agree. All right. So I think we're doing well on time. We're moving along at a pretty good pace. So I'm going to suggest that we continue here and see if we can't knock off maybe about three more rounds. Does that sound good to everybody?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do it.
Absolutely.
All right. That would be a pick from Team Bacon.
They got scared away.
We thought we were, you know, maybe wrapping it up, and so the extra three rounds has thrown us off a bit.
Ah, I see. Sorry about that.
No, it's all right.
Just trying to buy us a little time, so we've got a little more time during the live show to make your pitches.
Yes, we're victims of our own success right now.
Well, it helped that Tower of Terror didn't hold out for more money. Or demand a different venue. So,
I think we fill one of the kids' slots here.
Okay,
we get a children's ride with no height requirement in Astro Orbiters.
All right, and which version of Astro Orbiters? You've got the Disney World version.
Whichever one's the best.
You've got the Disney World version with the elevator, and you've got the Disneyland version that's right at the entrance of Tomorrowland.
I say Disney World.
I say Disney World with the
it's elevated.
The elevated one with the planets and everything. We'll get those two. Yeah, we'll take that.
All right. So the Walt Disney World Astro Orbiter starts round 10. To Team Bacon. Next up is the Rogues.
No good rogue is fit without a captain, so we're going to take Captain Cooks off the quick service, and now we own the market on Dole Whips.
Well, no. So
that's outside. It's not in Captain Cook's.
No, that's right. Captain Cook's no longer has Dole Whip.
Oh, wait a minute.
It's at the window.
It's at Pineapple Lanai.
We've got Tonga Toast.
Do we need to correct that last pick?
Still a good quick surface option for our theme.
Well, it's true. It is still a thematically accurate quick service option. The pineapple lanai really probably doesn't qualify as a quick service because the only thing it serves is it's akin to Aloha Isle. It's a snack-only location.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll stick with Captain Cook's. That's our first quick service off the board. And we'll turn to the Quintessentials for their 10th round pick.
We'd like to pick Mickey's Not So Scary as a wild card.
Interesting. A special event to fill their wild card slot. All right.
We weren't sure if a special event was allowed or not. So,
well, you know, it's a wild card slot. They've got to deal with the fact that, you know, they've chosen to commit themselves to, you know, one of their slots to something that's only going to run, you know, a couple of months a year, or I guess 3 months once all is said and done. It runs September, October, two and a half months for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. Big investment.
Thank you.
All right, so we'll move on to round 11 and back to R.
All right, Aaron, we might need to get a judgment call on this one. So we're going to take a show. We're going to choose the Enchanted Tiki Room at Disneyland.
Okay.
And as you might be aware, the queue of that attraction has a very interesting feature where you can obtain, you know, Dole Whip.
Dole Whip window.
You're in the queue. After you go through the turnstiles, you can obtain a Dole Whip.
Right, right. Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, the Dole Whip window is there. It's part of the attraction.
And you can eat it inside.
Sure.
We win.
Arr, you've been pillaged.
What category is it?
It's a show.
It's a show.
It's a show.
Enchanted Tiki Room show. And actually, we would have taken that, would have also been available probably a kiddie attraction or, you know, could have fit a couple other slots because it's not scheduled entertainment. It's a continually running show. So it could have gone in other slots as well, but it does work as a show.
Or a dark ride.
And you're not really moving. All right, so Enchanted Tiki Room to the Rogues, and the next pick here is the Quintessentials.
We want Art of Anime. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, we're gonna pick a hotel, believe it or not. We're gonna do Art of Animation.
All right, so our first value resort. Interesting choice there, going with the Suite Hotel.
And it's got the Little Mermaid room, so it's got a little bit of both.
All right. Well, the next up here is Team Bacon, which has a member that is having a bit of a difficult time adding.
Team Bacon wants to pick Caribbean Beach as their moderate to mess with Team One.
Thank you very little.
So, Team Bacon, is that your pick?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, that was Ryan. It was Ryan trying to pick for them. Nice try.
I knew David didn't say that, but I wasn't sure if it was Johnny.
I had already put it in my spreadsheet. It's too fast.
Hey, it's available.
We do need a moderate resort. Wow. And none of them really fit our theme, so, you know. But I think, in light of the shocker that happened with Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, I think we're going to try and do some shuffling to free up one of our wild cards. I'd like to move Haunted Mansion to be a kids ride.
Kids ride?
We currently have it as a...
Yeah, all right.
Don't like your kids.
Well, I mean, it would work. It doesn't have a height requirement.
You know, but that doesn't...
requirement. You know, we can argue about whether it makes it a particularly kid-friendly park, but it does fit the requirements for a kid's attraction.
And then if I did that, can I move Mission Space to a dark ride?
No. It's going to thrill ride, but I couldn't put it in a dark ride. Now, you could probably put Star Tours.
Star Tours as a kid.
You could make Star Tours a dark ride.
That doesn't help me.
Well, yeah, it does. Because if you make Star Tours your dark ride, then you could make Mission Space your thrill ride.
But Star Tours doesn't move like a dark ride's supposed to.
Well, it doesn't physically move, but the simulator does move, and the scene changes, and it tells a story.
But I already have two dark rides.
Except that you just moved Haunted Mansion to a kiddie ride. So you opened up a dark ride slot.
Okay, I see what you're doing. All right. Yeah, let's do that. So let's shuffle it around. Haunted Mansion becomes a kiddie ride.
Star Tours
becomes...
A dark ride.
And that opens up a thrill ride spot so we can move Mission Space out of Wildcard.
And what are you going to fill that new Wildcard slot with?
We're taking all of Star Wars Weekends.
Star Wars Weekend special event. All right. It's an interesting choice. I guess thematically it fits. It's putting a lot of faith in what amounts to about 6 weeks worth of activity. But if that's what floats your boat, Star Wars Weekend.
It does. It does float our boat. At least, some of my team can't argue with it. They're not here.
I was going to say, some of your team can't argue with it because you can't seem to be able to connect. Oh, yeah, that's perfect. Okay, so the quintessentials have the first pick this round, and this would be finish up a three-round cycle, so it's just right.
Okay. We want to pick Gaston's Tavern.
All right. As your quick service or as your snack?
As our snack.
Okay. It's a small enough menu that it counts as a snack station. So Gaston's Tavern.
No one snacks like Gaston.
Goes to the quintessentials. And we turn our attention back to Team Bacon.
All right,
John and James trying to function without their leader, David.
We were still, cluing in David as to all the manipulation that happened. So I think what we want to do now is we're going to take our table service restaurant with the sci-fi dine-in.
Absolutely.
All right. So they, betting heavily on the theme, go with the sci-fi dine-in theater as their table service dining destination. And so for our last pick of this session, we go to the quintessentials.
No, Timur.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. We go to the Rogues.
So, we had a pick in mind, but there was some interest from certain other teams about this next pick. And so I thought maybe we should move up and take Caribbean Beach as our moderate hotel. Just in case.
Trying to preserve the theme here. All right. So the Caribbean Beach moderate resort goes in the Rogue column. So that takes us through 12 full rounds, leaves us with another 6 rounds to conclude on the live show, gives us some adequate time, I think, to talk about the theme parks that people come up with. So probably a good place to break. Let's one last time go around and see whether the additional 3 rounds here that we completed, additional few rounds, change anybody's perspective on how things are going. And we'll start with Team Bacon, who had some technical difficulties there.
Yeah, we're still having technical difficulties, so I'll be speaking for David. he seems pretty happy. He keeps asking if we got things that we got, so I think he's very happy. I like the fact that we got Star Wars Weekends because we were aiming to get and just one element of it.
Okay.
Originally, I'm not realizing we could take the whole thing, so sure. I think that really pluses our park.
What element were you really shooting for?
We were going to shoot for, I can say, because everybody else has already taken their nighttime spectacular, we were going to just take the symphony.
The Star Wars fireworks.
Star Wars fireworks.
Now, if you want to use those, you know, continually, if you want to use those year-round, you're still going to have to draft them. Otherwise, you only get them for 6 weeks.
Yeah, well, now we have it for 6 weeks, but we have the choice of drafting it separately and having it all the time or getting two.
This is true.
So I think it gives us some versatility.
That's true. So you did get some versatility.
I like that development.
And your theme is developing. All right. So how about you, Rogues? You still feeling good? You managed to keep the Caribbean beach from getting stolen out from under your nose?
Absolutely. And while I'm not sure I agree with the judging decision about Star Tours as a dark ride, we're going to play that under protest. Otherwise, I think we're going good. And it is certainly intriguing to see how disparate the different themes and theme parks are. And I suspect this last couple rounds, you know, could kind of make or break a theme here or there, depending on what ends up getting stolen or taken or what creative thoughts teams come up with.
This is true. All right, Quintessentials. How about you? You still feeling good about where your park is going?
Oh yeah, we feel great. It has been surprising though how all our themes have been far enough apart that we haven't had a whole lot of issue getting what we wanted. So we had lots of strategies, but we didn't have to use them.
Okay. All right.
At this point, I think someone drafting for some of the stuff that we want would actually break their themes. So,
well, yeah, that's the thing. You know, yeah. I noticed that as we were kind of making the turn here that we'd reach the point where, you know, it may actually be a substantial sacrifice to try and screw one of the other teams because you can't really do it without impacting your own theming.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, Festival of the Lion King was the only way that I saw that we could do that. So, right. And I don't think that does that much damage to the R's.
Yeah, and it doesn't. No. And it doesn't impact you substantially. So you know you can make it work with your theme.
Well, they did steal one of our kids' rides.
Well, but that was just because it's a cool ride.
All right. So, you know, you've seen where the teams are headed. We encourage you to comment on how things have gone so far, and more importantly, to join us on Sunday evening, March 29th, as we wrap up this draft live, and each team will have an opportunity to make a pitch to our listening community about which of the theme parks is indeed the best dream theme park. So meanwhile, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at podcast@dizdads.com, visit our blog, dizdads.com, tweet us at dizdadspodcast on Twitter, participate in the discussions in our forums at boards.dizdads.com, and comment on Facebook at facebook.com/DizDadsPodcast. Until next time, I've been Aaron Rittmaster with, and we'll see who all managed to stay online, with James Cameron.
Good night, everybody.
Ryan Treichler.
Good night.
Coy Seipert.
Good night and good luck.
Jason Mitz.
See you later.
John Griffiths.
Good night, everyone.
Terry Hawkins.
Guajarino.
And Kevin Crossman.
Aloha!
Brought to you by Fairy Tale Journeys, an authorized Disney travel planner. Let us help you put together your next magical Disney vacation. Find us at fairytalejourneys.com. Let us sweat the details so you don't have to.